Tell Me So I Say, written by Asen Grayson and read by Flower Parish. This is a Danny Phantom fic, rated 14 and up audiences, in which the creator chose not to use archive warnings. It is tagged for reveal, domestic violence, suspense, fan and typical violence, implied reference torture, good parent Jack Fenton, bad parent Maddie Fenton, technically a crossover, but we're not there yet. POV Jack Fenton. This is part of the Lift the Veil, Over Your Eyes series. Contrary to popular belief, Jack Fenton can stand to be away from his wife's side for more than 30 seconds. He just prefers not to most days. However, he had discovered, sometime in the early afternoon, that they were out of the ingredients for homemade fudge. In fact, upon checking, they are also out of many other things. He promptly took a trip to the grocery store, knowing all is well and his family is home safe, pecking his beloved wife on the cheek as he leaves, and calling out his family's names as he returns home. The grocery store had taken a little longer than intended. The folks behind the deli counter were out of Danny's favorite lunch meats and Jazz's preferred cheese, but it's still daylight, so he counts it a win. Only, it's quiet. This is the first clue. The Fenton household is not quiet very often, in no small part thanks to Jack himself. But the rest of the Fentons aren't exactly slouches. Jazz and Danny are constantly shouting to each other from across the house, loving siblings and ferocious little monsters by turn, as all kids are. Maddie hums as she works, or records notes and ideas aloud while her hands are busy. There's nothing, save eerie silence. He sets the groceries on the floor, alert in a way he's not well known for. Maddie is the fighter between them, truth be told, but growing up where he did, Jack had no choice but to develop an awareness for his surroundings. The family room is a mess, clue two. The worn recliner Jazz rescued from their neighbor's yard sale last summer is tipped on its back. The TV screen is smoking, destroyed. A few picture frames are crooked, like someone shoulder-checked the wall. There's a scorch mark in the carpet, most likely from an ectoblaster. Jack moves to the kitchen on silent feet, his own blaster at the ready. The sight of his daughter splayed out on the tile will haunt him for the rest of his life. He's at her side in a moment, freehand checking her vitals. Trace amounts of blood, small head injury, strong pulse, blunt weapon. Jazzy Pants, can you wake up for me, princess? His heart soars when she groans, brow scrunching in distress. Dad? She croaks, sounding confused. I'm here, baby girl. Dad's here, he says, in a quiet, forced calm voice. Gently, he sweeps her red hair away from her face. What happened, Jazzy? Where's your brother? Tears gather in his daughter's eyes. Mom! A hitch in her breath. The lab! She glances up frantically as the locks on the inside of the lab door, just a few feet away, begin to click. He's likely found Maddie then. It's Danny, Jazz whispers in a voice more frightened and quiet than he's ever heard from his brave, bold, clever daughter. His gaze snaps to her wide eyes, as blue and clear and intelligent as they always are. It's Danny, Dad. I promise it's him. Nothing's changed, I swear, nothing. Oh, Jackie, Maddie exclaims as the door swings open. You're home, wonderful. She doesn't so much as glance at Jazz, stepping over to grab Jack's arm and haul him up. A look back shows that Jazz is once again limp on the floor, like she'd never spoken to him at all. Her hand, laid over her stomach, is just barely trembling. She's playing possum. She's afraid, no, terrified, of her own mother. Maddie keeps talking, pulling Jack to the lab door, babbling in a way that lets him know that under the safety goggles, there's a gleam in her eye. There are spots of red on her arms. Clue. He stops at the threshold, pulling away from his wife. Mads, what happened to Jazz? Where's Dano? Oh, she'll be fine, Maddie waved off. She was just overshadowed for a bit. A bit of cognitive recalibration fixed that. Easy. She'll be fine. Jazz had been hit on the head. There was drying blood in her hair. Cognitive. His wife pulls him toward the lab again, but he resists. What about Danny? Where? He's been overshadowed too. What? Jack drew himself up to his full height, chest swelling with protective anger. Jazz is clear. He's seen her eyes. She is herself. But poor Dano, the boy's terrified of ghosts. It's serious, Jack. I've been trying to get it out of him for an hour, but the damn ghost has its claws in him. Show me, he says, steel in his voice, and follows her down to the basement. At the bottom of the stairs, the stench of ectoplasm is almost drowned in that of blood. The lab is a mess. Things are knocked haphazardly off the tables. Most of the lights are blown out, leaving the shadows large and looming. The portal is sealed. In the back corner, where they have a curtain set up to separate their private workstations, she's set up a few standing lights. The smell of blood gets stronger the closer they get. Maddikins. When the curtain is pushed aside, Danny begins to jerk in his bonds, but the straps are everywhere. He's so thoroughly bound the examination table that he can barely move. Jack is almost glad for it, given the state of him. There's so much blood, so much. Can Danny lose that much? His son is screaming behind the tape on his face, but Jack can barely hear it over the pounding in his ears. His wife is speaking, but he can't hear that either. Danny's eyes are blue, blue and alert, full of terror and tears as the screaming peters off into resigned sobs. Nothing's changed, Jazz said. In front of him, Madeline is holding a syringe. It's Danny, Jazz said. Jack Fenton makes a decision. The end.